we were in the part of thinking about the sufferings of the gods. It's page number 455.
Yeah, okay. Now you can see that there is a one paragraph, no? The famous so-called the three realms of the samsara are the house of the molten iron, go in the way of the ten direction, and you will be burned by the suffering. Your heat ages. They are the yourself. You wander in such an evil place and say to your surroundings, yeah. Okay. Now it talks about generally the one of the reality of the samsara. The reality of the samsara, it's just like a house of iron, burning house, house of the molten iron, yeah. When you look at the house with the burning, the fire, even wherever you go, but it will affect you if you are residing in the burning house. So it's talking about the samsara. The samsara is something like that, like a burning house. Wherever we try to go, but it will affect us. Yeah, first of all, that I have to tell you one thing, okay? Right now I'm in Nepal. I just came day before yesterday in Nepal. So one thing that when I'm giving the decision of the class, if the earthquake comes and the strong earthquake comes, maybe I have to go out of the room, okay? Then you just stay and pray, okay? That you have to do, okay? Yeah, so yesterday when I'm having the say class in the Skype class yesterday with the Taiwan in the town, so that time when earthquake came and I just have to go out of the room. So okay. So this is something like a samsara. It is say the burning house. So samsara, some say it's a wave, it is a samsara. So sometimes a lot of the the problems and a lot of the unnecessary things and a lot of the disasters will come, and even we will not know that when it will come. So even we will not know that whatever the disasters are going to come, because it's a samsara, so lots of things are like that, no? So when I reach here, so when I reach Nepal, so there was skate and a lot of the earthquake might come, and then I have to sleep near of the door. When I come the first night, when I'm sleeping the near of the door, I don't know what happened because of the atmosphere or something. I had a sore throat that night. When I'm having the sore throat next morning, actually the morning I'm having the Skype class with a Shanghai student, mainland China Shanghai student, I have to cancel it because of the sore throat. So samsara is something like that. Even fear of some sorts of the do something, but the result will come to the totally differently. Because when I come the first night to Nepal, so these are telling me it's a very scary or something, so many stories, and that then I try to sleep near the door. And I'm sleeping near the door because of the atmosphere of because of the environment or whatever, I have no clear idea, but it affects me, and I had a sore throat. So because of sore throat, next morning, actually, I'm having the class with the Shanghai students. So I have canceled the Skype class. But today, much better. Today, I'm now and completely fine. So I told him then that I told him now I will not sleep near the door. Now I told him I will sleep on the second floor. So I'm sleeping on the second floor. Now I'm having the class in the second floor. So when the earthquakes comes, I have to run quite fast. Because I have to go to the upstairs. Okay. Yeah. When one of my students, he came from Sarai, his home is in Nepal. So I asked him to come to Nepal with me. So his mother told him that why you are coming to Nepal, just stay there, it's not very safe. But my student joined with me because I told him, sometimes when I feel that really that if something happened to him, really, then I have to give some answer to his mother. So when I'm thinking like that, so sometimes it felt me really quite of the little bit of the it creates some little bit of the worried. So not for me, but when I'm thinking of that student, because his mother told him not to come. But I asked him to come and join with me to Nepal. So he came with me here. So anyway, so generally, thank you very much for you all, okay? And everyone, the car people, thank you very much. Especially, so you have really kept the data support for the Nepal earthquake relief. So thank you very much for you all, okay? So now here talk about the samsaras, no? Samsara, this is a burning house, and she says. So this is a samsara, like a three realms of the samsara. Samsara, three realms of the desire realm, form realm, formless realm. They are the three realms. So wherever we have the born, that is called the samsara, and the, again, they will face the difficulties and the sufferings also there. Yeah. In other words, you may be reborn everywhere. Then now you can see that in the its explanation. In other words, you may be reborn everywhere in the samsara, from the depth of the hell without the height of the peak of the existence. It's thing like the sixth story of the house. So giving the explanation. When we are born, again we will die. When we die, we will born. So that will be the one circle. But we will circle that go in the samsara, that the six realms. Mostly we'll go in the six realm. We will die, we will born. We will die and we will born. Again, we will born and die in this six realm. So this is called the one circle. So that circle is called the samsara. So in that circle, we will born and die, and a lot of the way of the challenges or the difficulties or the sufferings of all we have to face time to time. So that's what they're saying is in this samsara, in this world, every of the human in their mind, there is one suffering. Every of the humans. You will not be knowing that they're also having the suffering. You will know only the what suffering you are having. But in the reality, every human's mind, they will be the one suffering. Some might have a three, some might have a four, but at least they will be the one suffering. Very funny, no? Some people's the getting the fat is a problem, suffering. Some people not getting a fat is a problem. Very funny, no? Some people, when they are getting a fat, that's what become the problem, the suffering. Some people not getting a fat is a problem, the suffering. For me, both is a suffering and both is a problem. For me, when I'm having the Skype class or some different student, when I'm meeting the Skype, they say, sometimes they say, okay, I'm getting fat. Sometimes I'm getting thin. So really, I'm confused now what to do. Sometimes they say, oh, now you're getting fat. You have to do the exercise. Sometimes now you're getting thin. What happened? So now really, I'm getting confused. Very funny experience. Last year, when I was in Taiwan, so I'm having the in the Skype with the Korean students. A Korean student told me, oh, I got a fat. I don't, not look so good. So then I tried to, then they suggest me to a little bit reduce the weight. So then when I told in the Taiwan and when I asked not to prepare the too many foods and I have not eaten not much of the food, then I told the Korean students telling me like that. Then the Taiwanese student told me, no, they are totally, they could not see properly. They are not all right. It is not like that. Yeah. So now the problem and the suffering and the samsara, they will be there. But how you take it as the suffering, that is again the totally different questions. They will begin the samsara, they will a lot of the suffering, a lot of the problem will be there. Now how you take the suffering, that's the you need the one skill. That skill is the called the dharma. That is dharma. How you take that suffering, that's you need a one skill. When you throw the ball and how you catch the ball, you need a one skill. So some people can catch the ball very, very nicely. That is a skill, no? So there will be the suffering. How you take that suffering, how you react toward that suffering, that you need a one skill. That skill called the Dharma. Okay. Now you will see that in the other world, reborn again in the samsara. You will see that we will born again and again in the samsara. Now the one question comes to the when the person dies, when person is born in the samsara, actually the person, the body is will be cremated and it will be cremated. But or the buried. But what's happening is that after the person who passed away, that the person, the consciousness will keep the continuation to get the rebirth, that the consciousness will travel. When the consciousness travels, so it says that when the consciousness travels, so what is happening is that from the one body, the consciousness will travel to get another body. The body will be the two different entities. But the consciousness is the one that just the past life consciousness, this life consciousness is a something, is a transformation from the past life consciousness transform into the this life consciousness is a one sort of the transformation. The body in the past life body and the this life body are totally two different entity. There's no any relations. The consciousness from the Buddhism point of view, the consciousness of mind, we call it a formless, but it's a very clear and knowing. It can know everything. It is quite clear. But the consciousness of the mind, it's a totally formless, don't have any form. This is a consciousness issue, though right now the science and the Buddhism have a little difference idea on this, the, what the consciousness of mind idea, there's a little of the differences. So Buddhism, the consciousness is something formless, very formless and very have a very strong potential. But we still cannot use the all this potential of the consciousness. So that's why the consciousness moves and travels. So consciousness moves and travels and keep the continuation. So some of the Buddhist schools accept believes that when the Buddha passed away, also at that moment the Buddha's consciousness also will be ceased, and the consciousness will not keep the continuation. Some of the Buddhist school accept that in the ancient time. Still, just some of the Buddhist school they accept this point. But the higher school of the Buddhism, they accept that the Buddha's mind still can keep the continuation, the consciousness cannot be ceased. Even the Buddha passed away, the consciousness will not cease. It will keep the continuation. That is exactly what the science says. Nothing can be destroyed. Nothing can be created. Everything is transformed. So now the question comes, when the Buddha passed away, if the Buddha's consciousness is not ceased, then the way that consciousness will born. When the Buddha passed away, if the Buddha's consciousness ceased, then it's the one thing. If the Buddha's consciousness is not ceased, it is not ceased and it will keep the continuation, then the way does that Buddha's consciousness will born. So from there, the Pure Land idea now comes. When the Buddha's died, he will not come like us. He will not born like us again and again in the samsara. Then he will born in the Pure Land. So that's why the person we are born, so when they die, then we will born in again six realms and the three realms again and again. The only the one solution what we are having is born in the Pure Land. When we are born in the Pure Land, then we are out of this realms, samsara. That is the one temporary solutions. So that's the one thing, the point, yeah. So that's the one solution. So that's what I'm saying. So when one time I'm having the one discussion with my master, I think 2-3 years back. So that time my master told me the one thing. He told me that he will born again. He will born again in the samsara, this world. He will born again and again he will learn the Buddha Dharma and all again he will learn that. While I'm saying, he's saying that, I thought, wow, why he want to come again to born in the samsara? Later that moment I thought, yeah, now it's his decision. He can choose whatever he can decide. Yeah, so Buddha's Pure Land. One point, it's so closed, yet so far. One point, just maybe Buddha's Pure Land is so close that even we are not knowing that how close it is. Yet, it's so far. So it depends up to you now. Very simple way to clarify this point. Your death is close or far. Maybe our death might be far. Yet so close, who knows? Just like a Nepal earthquake, really, just 10 minutes, it changed everything. Just 10 minutes before, maybe the 8,000 or 10,000 people, they never thought that in this after 10 minutes, they will lose everything, life and everything. But after the earthquake comes, just in the minutes, I think earthquake leaves for the 1 or 2 minutes, just in that 1 or 2 minutes, maybe the 10,000 people, 8 to 10,000 people lost their life. At that moment, they never thought, either these people have never thought that death will be that close. This time I met a few people. They told me just 2 or 3 seconds, they saved their life. Just going on the way, just going out, just 2 or 3 seconds, it make the big difference. Someone told me that they are in the house and they just came out of the house. Just only 2 seconds or 3 seconds after that whole the building collapsed. If they're running maybe 2 or 3 seconds late to run out of the house, the building, they might be died. Now I have, when I have to run, I think at least it will take me 1 minute to get down. Okay, anyway, fine. Okay. Before I thought to have the class outside, but a little bit cold outside, so I thought inside will be better. Again, maybe I will, when outside that atmosphere, sometimes again it will hurt my throat, no? So that's why I told inside will be better. Okay. So now after that, okay? After that, now we talk about the suffering, different type of suffering. Now you can see in that three different type of the suffering. Suffering to close by the teaching, the three type of the suffering. I think it's a page number 55, later point. They talk about the three different types of the suffering. So now in the three different types of the suffering, you can change that. The first thing is we call the suffering of the change. Can you see that in the page number 55, at the la 55, they talk about the discussion of suffering to close by the teaching the three types of the suffering. Summarize, you are endlessly tortured by the three types of the suffering. Can you see that? To summarize, you
Oh,
have endlessly
yes,
tortured
Shinichi.
by the three types of the suffering. Yeah. So this is
Yes, Shinichi.
now the talk about the suffering of the change, the first suffering, it talks the suffering of the change. Suffering of the change is in this samsara, everything is not permanent. Everything can be changed. So everything can be changed. There is nothing is a fixed or the permanent. So that is called the suffering of the change. Okay, now can you read that form when we feel that I'm happy? Can you read that? The moment what you feel that you are, moment what you feel, moment what you feel that you are happy or whatever, it can be changed. Yeah, moments that what we are feeling that we are happy or whatever, it can be changed. It can change very easily. Yeah, that's a very simple way. If you look at when you are drinking the water or whatever you are drinking the juice, when you're drinking the juice, maybe you might feel the pleasure and the happiness. But that happiness, but drinking the juice, that happiness will not remain as the permanently. That will change into the suffering. When you drink the juice and when you feel happy, when you drink it more, then again it will lead to some disease. It will bring the one disease. That moment of the joy will transfer into the suffering. So that's what the samsara, every other what we are going saying is a joy or a happiness, what we are saying in the samsara, that is not a permanent at all. That is a permanent not at all. So what we are feeling, the joy or happiness, again, that can be changed into the suffering. But the most important thing is here, what we need, everything can be the change in the suffering, but you need to skill that whatever the suffering comes, you need to how to deal it. That's a very important. Buddhism point of view, yeah, that's the change of the suffering is always there. Happiness, what you feel, it can be changed in the suffering. That's called the change of the suffering. It's always there, every moment. This is samsara. There will be the different three sufferings will always be the torture us. But we need the one skill that how we take this suffering, how we deal with this suffering. That's the most important thing. When you hear it says that I'm happy, when you give the example, that will not remain too long. One other thing is the person whoever says I'm happy, you have to know that person cannot live happy quite long. When the person says that he feels very lucky, he feels himself so wholesome and very fortunate, then their happiness will remain very long. Person who says they're happy, that is some temporarily the emotions they're having because they achieve something they want. That moment they feel very happy. But when the person started to feel that they are really fortunate, they are really lucky, when they started to feel that, then automatically their happiness will come in their life and it will remain very long. That is the one of the main secret key of the live the happy long. When you have to live happily quite long, what you have to do? You have to try to feel, know yourself that how lucky you are, how fortunate you are. Then the happiness will really belong. This is one Japanese saying. When you want the happiness for the few moments, drink the alcohol. Okay, for maybe two, or you drink the alcohol. When you need the moment, 3 or 4 days of the joy or happiness, have the drug. When you have to live the happy whole life, be the gardener. There's a Japanese one saying like that. But our first two saying is completely right. I won't change it. The third is I will change it. When you have to live happily all your life, try to feel, try to know, to feel that how lucky you are, how fortunate you are. Then you can remain happy all your life. So when I come this time, just two days back, when I come to the home in Nepal, when I reach the home, usually my mother used to come with a white scarf. In the Tibetan tradition, they will wear a white scarf, and she always laugh when she comes. And she always tell me, and first she will tell me, oh, I get a thin, or I get a fat, or oh, you got a good food, or that's always her explanation. So when she met me, whenever I come home, she will say with white scarf, and she will just check, and she will tell me, oh, this time you got a very good food. Or sometimes she will say, oh, this time you didn't get the food. This is her expression I always used to say. This time when I come, even she don't have the white scarf in her hand. When I come to the home and when I meet, she was just hugging me and just started to cry. Quite a bit. When she was started to cry, all the others, they all feel the tears in eye. I just keep the silent. I have nothing to say. And so then, yeah, I was. Then that evening, I told her that really we have to think of how fortunate we are. We have not lost the life of the people. So lots of the people who lost their family, lost the home, really. So when you look at this, really we are the really fortunate. Slowly, that idea really, it helped her a lot, thinking that way. Because sometimes we got the tragedy and the disasters. So that make us the very sad and the shock and the everything. That moment, sometimes we could not feel that we are fortunate. So the moments when you can start to feel the lucky and the fortunate, even when you're having when you look at the person who have the disasters more than does ourselves. That when you start to feel that comparing to them, when you start to feel yourself the lucky and the fortunate, then whatever the suffering, whatever the faces, you don't feel that much of the big. Sometimes you could not feel that even the problem is not that much of the big. You will see that problems are so big, and then you will lose the demoralize, and you will get frustrated, and all the stress and all the anxiety and all the worry starts. Yeah. So that's the things that sometimes. So that's why you can see the seven limbs practice rejoice. Commits the loss. That is the one very strong practice. Look at the body of the good things. So try to rejoice to yourself. That is the comes the last one in the seven limbs prayers. Huh? It's not a last. Sorry. Rejoice at Jesus. You know what? Chance of the church. Shout out the Jesus. In the fifth. No, fifth. Yeah. Okay. So now you talk about the change of the suffering. Now you can see that when you say all our contaminated happy feeling eventually change into the suffering, thus the suffering of the change. But here also you have to know the one thing, change of the suffering. Also the change of the happiness, that's also you have to know. Right now you might feel the suffering. That suffering can also change into the happiness. Normally people, they can change the happiness into suffering very easily. People can, everyone can do that. But only few person can do that. Change the suffering into the happiness. That only the few person can do that. Most of people, even they are happy, they are very good things that are happening in the life. They are maybe having a happy life, but they will make it into the unhappy life. Lots of people do that. But only the few people can make the unhappy transform into the happiness. So you have to be that among of that few people who can change the unhappiness into the unhappiness into the happiness. So that's why in the Buddhism, you can see in here, it mentioned the change of the suffering. When there is a change of the suffering, also there is a change of the happiness. So change of the happiness, that's the more positive thought we have to keep in mind. Even it might be suffering, that can be changed into the happiness. Because the suffering, suffering itself is not a permanent from Buddhist point of view. It will not remain forever. It can be changed. Now you can see the page number 456, no? When you first receive the bone, you are not actually dominated by heat. All through by nature is a bone is heat. This is only temporarily. However, as long as nothing hot or cold or the touch like water, etc., comes into the contact with the wound, likewise contaminated feelings economy. Okay. Okay, fine. Yeah. When you're drinking the tea, when you're feeling the happy, that is a happiness or suffering. It's change of suffering or change of happiness. Okay, there's the three sufferings. Number change of the suffering. Now number second, now the page number 456. Now you will look at the second suffering. It talks about the second suffering is the suffering of suffering.
Okay,
suffering
Deep,
of suffering is something like that when you have the sickness. When you have the sickness or disease, what you suffer, that we call the suffering of the suffering. It's just like they give the example, no? When the hot water comes. Can you see the example what it gives in here, no? When the hot water say comes in the contact with the burn, yeah. When you develop, they manifest the suffering from the sensation with heat, suffering such this is the worst suffering, yeah. Feeling in, yeah. So that's also a talk of when we feel I'm suffering. It is also suffering of the suffering.
Pardon, Rinpoche.
It says that when you started to feel that you are suffering, that is also one type of the suffering of suffering. So now this is suffering of the suffering, as it gives the example very clearly what is the suffering of the suffering. So suffering of suffering, can you just read that now? Page number
454. It's 456.
Okay, so yeah, okay. So suffering of the suffering, yeah. So now you can see the notion of the happiness itself is the suffering of the change. It's a sign that is not truly happiness, but your notion of happiness. In fact, if it goes too long, your suffering will increase. Your suffering the first only drop below the threshold level, later it rises above the threshold, then it's an intermediate period of your notion of the happiness. This point here is gives an example of how it works. When you look at that, when you stay in the shade too long, we feel the cold. As you can see in the other paragraph, later paragraph, and to explain that when we stay too long in the shade, we feel cold. When we stay too long in the sun, we will feel burn. So it said that when we stay in the too long in the shade, we feel the cold. When we come to the sun, we will feel the warm. We will feel the joy. But it said that that joy and the happiness, it said that word the happiness, it's a very temporal, very temporarily. Because once we stay too long in the sun, again, we will start to suffer. Music or the movie, whatever you like it, when you listen it, not when you like it, when you watch that movie again and again, when you listen that movie, music that again and again, then slowly you will start to feel the bore of that music. When you're feeling the joy that the music, listening that music, when you're feeling the joy watching that movie, that the moment when you watch that movie again and again, listen that music again and again, then slowly you will start to feel the, you will lose that joy. So that is called the change of the suffering. Also, it talks about the suffering of the suffering. Suffering of the suffering is a moment when you're feeling really the suffering, it's a suffering of suffering. When you're feeling the joy, but it can be changed into the suffering, that joy it called the change of the suffering. Okay, so today maybe I will leave for the 22 minutes like a question answer sessions, okay? Now today we will leave for the question answer. If you have any questions, okay, you can write the questions, okay?
Rinpoche, this is a question from Phuc Tuệ. What is the method to make my mind accepting that everything is suffering?
You don't have to make accept that everything is suffering. You don't have to make it accept. It's like that, okay? There is a suffering and there is a suffering that we have to accept it. We don't have to make mind to accept it, so everything is suffering. You don't have to make it. We have to accept the suffering. But we don't have to accept that everything is a suffering. There's a big difference. So when you accept everything, try to accept everything is a suffering, then there is no purpose of living at this world. Then you are better to go somewhere. Buddhism says that there is a suffering in this world, but we can reduce it, we can minimize it, we can eliminate it. That's the main Buddhism message, what we are giving it. When Buddhists talk about the first truth, suffering, they talk about the path. These two things are teaching that there is a problem, there is a suffering, but we can minimize it, we can eliminate it, we can do so many things. That's the main Buddhism idea. In the people, they will worry, there are people, lots of people worry about their problem. When they're sometimes they're over-worrying, and when they're very used to the worrying, even sometimes they forget that what they are worrying for. Even they have no idea that what they are warring for. Still, they are warring and warring going on. Okay, now go. Okay, second question.
Question is, previously I've been to abort the baby, and now I feel very, very sad and very regret about that. And so this is what type of suffering and how to practice to confess the bad things I've done.
Okay, at this point, I will explain the two ways, okay? You feel very bad and sad because you are the mother of the dead kid. I have experience with so many ladies who are having going to the abortions. Most of the ladies who aborted, they feel very sad and suffering. But I never saw that the father feeling the sad of this issue. I never saw like that. Some even father, they push them, the boy, they push that girl to do the abortion. That's what I saw. But only one case, the one really the father, he was really sad. That's what he was narrating me with all these issues. Yeah. But most of the time, the ladies feel the most sad because they are the mother. You have the love towards your kids. Now, what you have to do is the best thing is to recite the Vajrasattva mantra to purify the negative karma of yourself and the purify the negative karma of that baby, okay? That baby. Best thing is to recite the Vajrasattva mantra. So this is one thing. Second thing is that you have to think that always the people make the mistakes. All the people make the mistakes. So whatever you have to make the mistake, from that, now the what you have to do is that now the one thing is that now you try to purify the negative karma, okay? Yourself and the babies, okay? Okay? So that's why you have you received the budgets of the oral transmission? If you're not received it, then I will give the budgets of the oral transmission, okay? Then how to practice the Vajrasattva that you will get in the deepcard.com, okay?
The wish that Rinpoche can give oral transmission of the
mantra. Okay. Then I will give it later, okay? Long and the both short one, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, now other questions, yeah.
Rinpoche, it seems that today you are not fine. I wish you health and peace.
Wow. Now you started to know the people's mind. Wow, that's quite great. Okay. So usually these are one scene. Usually all the people's how they walk is that their mind always walk on the gas. There are the few different type of the gas. Some gas you will get with the doubt gas, we call the doubt gas, or maybe, maybe not. So that we call the doubt gas. Some you will get the gas with a conviction, yeah, it must be like that. But still it's you are guessing. So that's why the bottom line is that guess is always guess. So it can be accurate, it cannot be accurate. So there is no guarantee. Anyway, thank you very much for the wishes, okay? That's really, I appreciate. Okay, now the third question, okay?
So the next question is, currently now I have received a lot of initiation and practice. So which types of important practices I should choose to combine in practice every day?
Okay. Which type of the important practice, if you ask this question, so you will get the many different answers. Which type of the practice, what should be, that you have to decide. Which is important for you? Which practice helps you most? That you have to choose. I can provide you the food. What food you want, that you have to choose. When you go to the restaurant, you have to choose the one food. No? That ultimately decision, you have to do it. No? When they give you the menu, you have to choose the one food. In the menu, there will be a lot of the different of the foods. Now, the main important thing is that you have to choose the what food you want to eat. More the dessert, what you want to eat. Only thing is that you can ask about what kind of the food is that, what is the contents, that you can ask, no? But the choosing, you have to choose. Okay, now other questions, okay?
So the question from Phuc Tuệ, in my family, I'm not in harmony with my mother and my sister. And usually we're having some conflicts and cannot sit on the same table to talk. So what should I do?
You really want to solve that conflict or not? First, I want to ask you that question. If you really want to solve the problem, then I can show you the method. That is depends on your determination. When you have the determination, you are really strong will to solve all the family issues and the difficulties like this, then I can show you the method. If you are not very determined, sometimes you want that, sometimes you don't want, then I cannot do anything. If you really want to solve all these issues, the number one, first you have to think that how your mother done the good things to you. Don't think that what you have done for your mother. Think that what the mother have you done for you. What the other family, what they have a good things done to you. First step, you have to think that. Most of people, when they bring the ego, they will feel that what they have done for the others. Always they think that. Second thing is whenever the conflict and whatever you are having that time, because you are always challenging with your mother or the family members. Whenever they pointed out some of your mistakes. But at that time, always you have to keep, second point, you have to keep the silence. Silence are very strong. Whatever they are pointing your negative points or mistake, just keep the silence. Third thing, just think all the positive points of your mother or the family member. Very deeply, what you see the positive point, try to see. Whatever you see the positive points of your mother or the family member, think it again and again and tell them that what you really feel, what you really appreciate their positive qualities. Tell them. Whether you can do it or not, that it depends on your determination. When you really want to solve the problem, when you really want to bring the happiness in your family, when you really want to sit with your family with one table and eat the food, you have to follow these steps. Following this step very strictly within the 2 weeks, I think there will be big change will come. Now it depends on your determination. Especially being as one family. Once you're having one family, living happily, living cooperatively, very important. Small incidents always comes. But the small incidents will always come, so you have to solve them. You have to solve them. You have to solve the small incidents, the difficulties families always comes. Even in the Buddha's time, he's on the community. Buddha established the Buddha Sangha. Lots of the problems arise among his community, whether he called the Sangha. It comes in there. But he solved all the issues. So they're like that in the family. Disputes will come all the time. Whenever the disputes comes, at least don't try to make that dispute in the bigger. When you have a small problem comes, you should not make it bigger. Always there will be small problems comes. So that's why you have to always keep in the mind, okay? Especially the silence are very important, okay? Whenever in your family, mothers and your family member, when they show your mystic ones, you have to try to keep the silence, okay? That's a very important. Don't try to become the genius, okay? Know everything. Because I know that Vietnam, I think everyone is a genius, no? Every field, they are genius. As I told you before, when you talk about the medicine, everyone is a doctor in Vietnam. When you talk about the architect, everyone is architecture, no? So when they talk about the historian, everyone is a historian. So don't try to be like that in the family when you're having them. Sessions or mothers or your family members, when they show your mistakes points, just keep the silence, okay? It will solve the unnecessary dispute. Vietnam, I hardly heard people, whenever I ask a question and anything, I hardly heard people saying, I don't know. Very hardly I heard. Maybe one or two times, maybe, still I cannot remember. Whatever the question asks, even they don't know the answer, but they will give me the answer something else. But they will never say, I don't know. That's one thing very special, one thing very interesting, one thing very funny. I remember the one incident in the temple. Okay, I asked that there is one statue and one about the Vietnam king. I asked which century the king came. Few people tried to give me the answer, but they are not giving me the answer which century their king came, but telling us some different answers, what the king have done. Actually, that is not the answer for my question. But still, they are not saying they don't know. So, okay, fine. Okay, now another question.
So the next question is, Rinpoche say that to get rebirth in the Pure Land of the Buddha is only a temporary liberation. So why is that?
Because the permanent liberation is that you have to achieve the Buddhahood. Okay, now another questions.
The next question. So what is the mental sickness? I mean, this is the question about the sickness of the mind. So why do we have to face on the sickness of our mind?
Sickness, a mental sickness or mental problem, or what you're saying?
Just I think it's the sickness of our mind. Is it?
The bun never stands, this word never stands for suffering.
No, it's not suffering. I think it's about mental affliction.
Now, okay, mental affliction is a different, okay? Mental sickness is different, okay? Mental suffering is a difference, okay? Now you have to get me
So
the
the
right one,
so the
okay?
word is
Now I'm
sickness.
getting.
So the word is sickness. The mental
Okay,
sickness.
mental sickness.
Yeah, the word is sickness.
When you talk about a mental sickness, now we have to look at this point at a very different, many perspectives. Mental sickness means that then do you have to deal with the mental hospital? So now the mental sickness, okay? Now the because the now if you look from the scientific point of view, now the mental sickness, now the these are the psychology, now they have mentioned, now they started the, I can't say the discovering, but now they are labeling of the too many of the mental di disorder now. So many no mental disorder. Every year, I think they will bring up the me different mental sickness. So that's called the mental disorder. So many mental disorders now they're coming up. So mental disorder, a lot of the mental disorder now they're discovering up. So mental disorder, so this is something like all considered as a mental sickness. So Buddhism point of view, the mental sickness is the different. Mainly mental sickness is a different point. Mental sickness means the Buddhism called as a mental affliction. These are considered as a mental sickness. Okay.
So, why do we have to face the mental sickness?
We don't have to face mental sickness. If you're happy and if you're happy with the mental sickness, then you have to enjoy it, you know? If you're not happy, then we have to face it. Okay, now the next question.
So during a day, I usually think of the image of the Buddha in my mind. So during I'm taking a shower or during in the restroom, so is that committing any sins?
No problem. Because the Buddha, what we are seeing, the Buddha is a total the Rambo. Like he's
Yep.
carrying the Rambo body. So whenever you remember, there's no problem. There's no sin. Okay, now phone go the last question. Okay, we'll read the last question and stop, and then I will get the audio transmission. Okay, just read the last question.
In the case of a child asks his parents about how to get into nirvana, how to get into nirvana. So what is the appropriate answer should I reply to the child? Thank you, Rinpoche, and wish you have.
Okay, to child, no?
Yes, Rinpoche.
Okay, now when the child ask the how to get the nirvana is a Buddhahood, isn't it?
Yes, how to get into Nirvana?
For the childhood, I think that the most important message what you advocate for the child, compassionate toward all, that
Yeah.
is due to the nirvana. Compassionate toward the human, compassionate toward the animal, compassionate toward everyone. That will lead to the nirvana. This message is the from the childhood to the old age to the middle age. That is the final answer. Compassion. That will lead to the
And
nirvana. Compassion, love. That's what leads to the nirvana. Yeah. I have one experience. Many years back, I think I met one Indian boy. He was totally not a Buddhist at all. he was just came to the Sera one place. So I was just giving some introduction of the Buddhism, because when he come to the one place, he was having a very challenging time, especially his relation with the families and also not that good. Then after the few massive, and I just give the teaching for the one or two sessions. Later that, after he went back to the home, and slowly then everything started to change in his home. Then after a few months later, he gave me one call, and he told me that really, now he feel very different in the home. When he getting the love from his family member, he told me it's a very different. So this is really the key, the love and the compassion to the liberation. Yeah. Okay. Okay, now we will have the oral transmission of Bandra Sata, okay? Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you.